Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour. We've got 5:22 and a half. Let's see, 5:22 and a half. That would be not too very. Let's see, what is this? Okay, website, email, Facebook, blog, at TLC Vintage Iowa. There it is. Okay, I'm just doing stuff. Mariah is looking at me with great disdain, ladies and gentlemen. About 290 of you liked her photograph, by the way, on Facebook. It's an amazing thing, Mariah. You know, I told the people with the Central Iowa Tourism Group, I said, you watch. You know, we can have a great interview with, like, Janet Pillar that we're going to do right now. A great interview about business.
Yes.
But if I post Mariah's photograph, pretty in pink, that you were doing yesterday, I'll bet you we have 300 people look at that photo by airtime.
And we did.
I was correct.
Well, part of that's because I shared it on my own.
Say, Mom
page.
And Dad, look, here I am. Yeah,
okay. Let's see, I have a real job now.
Congratulations, I have a real job. Yay. With us in studio, her name is Janet Pillar, ladies and gentlemen. She's got something that a lot of folks want. It was 2011, not that long ago, but no doubt in the mind of our guest, Janet, it might seem like it. She was looking for a fast and easy way to give rebirth to an old piece of furniture when she came across something called chalk paint. But not just any chalk paint. She negotiated a deal to sell the paint that originates in Great Britain here in Iowa, and a few weeks later, the brick-and-mortar store was born. TLC Vintage Collection is tucked away in the Sherwood Forest shopping area on Hickman in the great village of Windsor Heights, and Janet's here to help us fill in the blanks. Welcome to the News Hour, Janet.
Thanks, Michael. Good to be here.
It is wonderful to have you here. I know your husband from being in the same sort of business for a long time.
Absolutely.
And it was so wonderful to see him at a recent meeting. I said, Dan, how you doing? And I heard all about how Dan's doing. He's taking out the trash.
Absolutely. He does all the jobs I don't want to do.
I don't blame him. So you've got something that other folks want.
Absolutely.
Tell how unique is this paint? What's the story?
Well, if you don't want to strip paint and you don't want to strip varnish,
right,
but you want to redo a piece of furniture, you need chalk paint, decorative paint by Annie Sloan.
Really?
And I want to correct something. It doesn't come from Great Britain anymore. It's manufactured by Davis Paint Company in Kansas City, Missouri, so it's a great Midwest product.
Very nice. Okay, so this is chalk paint. Okay, so you've got a distressed piece of furniture someplace, and you want to revitalize this thing. I don't understand.
Wash it down with soap and water, dry it off, and you start painting.
Okay.
And it sticks.
Really?
Yep.
So you don't have to put kills on it and all this other kind
of
stuff?
None of that kind of thing.
Really?
And it's not going to peel off like latex.
Now, when I think of chalk paint, I think of paint that you write on.
You're thinking of chalkboard paint.
Chalkboard paint, okay.
And therein lies the confusion.
Uh-huh.
Chalk paint is a decorative paint.
So it comes in colors other than
it
black.
It comes in 31 colors. 31 colors, but you're only limited by your imagination, Michael.
You can mix
them together and get...
You
see, 155.
Here's my mind eye. You know, I'm not into this kind of stuff, but you know, I'm grateful that other people are. I really am. But I was having this thought. Okay, so chalk paint it comes in black. So chalkboard paint. That's what that is.
No, this comes in beautiful
colors. All right,
beautiful colors.
Is it in flat or semi?
It's all flat.
It's all flat. Okay.
Yep. It's all matte.
All right. Very good.
And we put a great wax finish on it, so you get this smooth, livable finish that is great to work with and to live around.
So when you launched back in 2011, there was nobody else selling this paint here?
Not in Iowa.
Really?
Not in Iowa. The closest place was to go to DeKalb, Illinois, or Palo, Kansas.
Wow. So this whole market was an opportunity for you. On your site, when you mentioned how you marketed this, you mentioned a blog. Did that help you launch this?
Yes. The social media is incredible, Michael. The first week we had the paint in, we put it into the brass armadillo. And on the way home from putting it into the store there, I got two cell phone calls, one from a lady in Minnesota who was driving through to Kansas City wanting to buy the paint, and another gal known as has a company called Junk Refunkery in Boone, Iowa, who'd been having it shipped to her from someplace else. Dori Austin called me and said, "Do you have the paint?" Because they'd seen it on my Facebook page. Do you have it? Do you have it? So we were literally dealing out of our garage from time to time.
I'll be darned. So this is an extremely popular thing. Now, what you've shared with me is mostly female names. Does that tend to be your primary demographic?
The men are a growing number because they want to get out to the golf course faster.
Yeah, I don't want
to
be stripping this
wood.
They
want to get out to the golf course faster, so this will do the job. If they've got a honey-do list, this will get them out doing their thing, going to NASCAR or whatever they like to do.
Got it. Now, speaking of husbands, yours, former and well-known business and ag writer for the Des Moines Register, what have you got Dan doing?
Dan does a lot of our inventory work, and he does a lot of the carry.
That's scary.
That is very frightening. But he keeps track of our inventory. He does our base coat on a lot of our furniture. He leaves the technical stuff to Mary Lou, my right-hand assistant, and I, and we do the more decorative things.
I see. So you can take an old piece of furniture and then paint it a solid color and then do some more of the decorating.
Yeah, you can do distressing for your shabby chic look. You can do French Provincial. You can do Rococo. You can do all kinds of things.
Rococo?
But another, Rococo.
Like in Rocky Rococo?
Not quite the same thing, but a lot of gold leafing and that sort of thing if you really want to get fancy.
Wow.
But another important thing that Dan does is he takes care of our internet orders. We get internet orders and we can ship the same day and have next day delivery in Iowa and most of our surrounding states.
Well, you were either reading my notes or my mind, one of the two,
sorry.
Because, no, this is good.
Yeah, I'm
because
a clairvoyant, too, in my spare time.
Folks can shop in the store, okay? They can come in. You can also sell it to them over the phone. Somebody calls and they can do an order. Or they can shop online. So you've got several transaction points here. What do you think the transaction percentage is for each outlet? What do you think? 50% online, 30% online?
No,
what do you think?
We're much stronger on site now. I would say 90% of our sales are in our store. Plus, we do workshops and that sort of thing. So people are used to coming to the point of sale because they want our expertise in helping them work through different pieces and how they're going to apply the paint and different things like that. A lot of people are redoing kitchen cabinets. I'm sorry for people who love wood, but the young people don't want all of this honey-colored oak that's in houses from the 1980s, so they're repainting it.
Repainting those oak and the mahogany cabinets.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That makes sense. I mean, if you can get it done and it looks good, why the heck not?
And it's awesome for the urban livers, you know, the loft livers, people who live in the lofts. I mean, we can do things with metal. We can paint over metal. We can paint over concrete. So we can do the really in look for loft and urban livers.
Janet Piller is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is with TLC Vintage Collection. Their shops are over in Sherwood Forest. Now, this isn't your first rodeo, Janet. I mean, what did you do before you did this?
Well, I was an international financial reporter for a company called Commodity News Services.
There you go.
After starting at the Des Moines Tribune as an intern.
Uh-huh.
And when I came back to the United States, I was in politics for a year. Then I was a media relations specialist for the Federal Home Loan Bank and West Bank. And then I started an insurance agency from scratch and did that successfully for 15 years, retired from it, and then got involved in this because
why not?
I can't sit still.
You know, you sit still, you start to rust. You're located over in what they call Sherwood Forest on Hickman. And, you know, I love that location. I really do. It is such a cool place. It could use maybe some updating, but what a great place. Location, parking, traffic, you got all kinds of things there.
It's super because people can find us easily from the 3580 side of town on the west, or they can come up from 235 and it's a straight shot. The beauty of the place is that people can drive right up to our door. There's easy parking, and it's easy for us to get furniture in and out because we're not just a paint store, we're a vintage store. And
what does that mean?
We do one-of-a-kind vintage finds of decor and furniture. And sorry, but it's all based on my taste. If I like it and I love it.
It's in my store.
You know, like it or love it, like the TV show. Right. It's if I like it and I love it, it comes into our store and we resell to the public.
And when you talk about vintage what? Furniture?
Furniture and decor. My tastes tend to be a little European and French provincial, but we have other things as well. So I'm just looking for great line and pieces, and people fall in love with the store because it's dripping store because it's dripping with chandeliers.
It's just dripping with romance and chandeliers.
There you go.
It sounds like a fun gig.
It is. And
you must
awesome.
Be having a great time.
We are having a great time. Every day is different, and we're working on different projects every day. And we do our workshops, and we meet a lot of interesting people.
What do you got coming up? Any workshops?
Yes, we do. This Saturday, we have a class called Wood Icing. You think of icing a cake.
No.
Ice wood instead. Or whatever. You can do raised reliefs. You can create a lace finish on the front of your chest of drawers, for example.
Really?
So we teach people how to do that. Or you could have leaves on it or whatever you want to. We have that one coming up. Every month we do a chalk paint 101 to get people started and a 201 class. We also have a kitchen cabinet class. That's a very important one because people are coming in and they want to do this as their first project straight out of the box.
Oh boy.
So they are aggressive and want to really get into this. And our next class in that is July 26th and another one on August 16th. The wood icing, like I said, we still have some spots available. If a couple people want to give us a call at 515-276-1577 tomorrow, and we'll get you booked up for that, and you can come and enjoy wood icing on Saturday.
And go to icing.
We also do girls' nights out.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you
got
to do that. Come on. That sounds like great fun.
Yeah, so call us about that.
I knew that Dan had this job for a reason.
There
it's
you go.
Girls' night out. He can be the chauffeur. Thank you very, very much for coming in. Janet Thanks, Piller,
Michael.
Ladies and gentlemen. The place is called TLC Vintage Collection. You can find them at TLCVintageCollection.com. And we'll have a link, of course, for you on our podcast. We're going to take a quick break. We've got the Wall Street Journal coming in. We'll also check the stocks of local interest. And that's all ahead of our friend Desmond Adams with some shots for your career. Thanks for being with us. This is Inside on Business. The News Hour.